This is podcast number 2, Resbirds. I am Dahmer.
I am Gacy.
I am Gein.
And I'm Ramirez.
Okay, let's get ready to roll. First topic.
So, first topic, short topic here. Doing a little, we just read an article here on YFH, yourfriendshouse.com. Never fucking heard of this
site. Never heard of that shit.
Great article, though. Study finds people who enjoy energy drinks are more likely to be assholes. And this was actually published by Health Psychology. This is
Can you read it again?
I got a terrible story about this.
Study finds people who enjoy energy drinks are more likely to be assholes.
Okay, I agree with that. Go ahead.
Well, unfortunately, my son loves energy drinks.
Fucking asshole.
So for Christmas, he said, you know what I want for Christmas? A monster drink. A monster drink. That's what he wants for Christmas.
That's good. That's easy buy, though.
It is, but that's not a fucking Christmas gift.
Present.
$3. That's a present. That's what he wants. See, that's proof of assholeness right there.
I know, right? He's 12 years old. He's a big asshole already.
And he wants.
What did you drink when you were a kid? Jolt Cola. That was probably the asshole drink in the 90s.
Yes.
Jolt fucking Cola.
Mountain Dew.
Jolt Cola.
Double the caffeine, double the sugar.
Fucking
man.
Mountain Dew and Jolt Cola right there. There's
I didn't drink supersized cola all day like you did. Every fucking day of your life.
I loved it.
Jolt Cola was different game, though.
You know what the study?
How many hobos did you steal money
from? No, but
it
makes sense, though, because younger people are going to drink.
We've got stories about stealing money for
this could be a younger crowd.
Not cocaine, for Coca-Cola. That's how low we were in the hood in the 1980s and 90s. Me and our stories. We could go on here about Res Podcast. Oh, fuck.
I got named.
Me and
Gein
have stories about crazy shit to do for coke.
So this study, all males, by the way.
Shoot, like man, I know how to steal coke.
Getting close.
I know how to steal coke from 7-Eleven or whatever.
That's what you need to do.
Put our hands up into the, you know what, the machine.
Into what? The vagina of the machine.
The vagina of the machine, as
the asshole
a friend of ours
machine.
Used to do, we won't name him, and steal cokes from all the machines across the city.
And we'd tilt the machine just a little bit.
Tilt the
you
machine
could reach.
A
little
bit. Do you remember when they actually had those, like, you could win a Coke, a free Coke?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And then you could see by just on the lid.
Where the lines were.
The one
it was
red
always
stripe.
Three lines.
Yeah. And Brandy's never
it was
figured
one
it
red
out.
Stripe. One Brandy red stripe was the winner.
Yeah. All the time.
You couldn't lose.
Coke, the guys at Coke must have been fucking stupid to do that.
They were. Mark, their fucking cap.
We were little hoodies, and we figured that out.
Fast.
Stop. Like that. Just
we bought what maybe
drinks.
We all bought three Cokes
went to
maybe.
Max, went to Klein's, went to Brandy's, yeah. Got everything.
Compared our Coke drink. Bottle tops and like, hey, you had one, you have a winner. They're exact same line. Let's try it again. Let's go to the store and buy it. Boom, exact same thing.
Because the human brain is actually wired to recognize patterns. God, we recognize patterns in everything, which is why when you wake up in the middle of the night and it's groggy, it's 3 a.m, you look in the darkness, you'll see a face in the stucco above
yeah.
you because your brain is recognized to.
Or is it just really
patterns.
Satan
whose
looking down
that?
At you?
Whose face do you see?
That fucking face
whose
off the Exorcist. That face off the Exorcist coming in.
Oh yeah. That would be awesome. Anyway, I got a story about that.
Not James Dean.
No, it's close. It's not James Dean. When we were in bed one night, me and my wife, I won't name her. Dahmer's wife, apparently.
Dahmer's wife?
Well, Dahmer was married.
Gay, open the gates. But anyway, Dahmer's wife, we were sitting in bed one night, and she was half awake, half asleep, and she's like, ah, look at all these beetles everywhere. I was totally awake. I was like, are you high? What? And then she woke up, but she had this vision that there was beetles all over the house, and it was like,
fucking
but she thought
show.
They were really there.
Fucking creep show, man.
That was funny. And anyway, that's where my life goes.
Like John and Paul and
that,
Ringo?
That was exactly what I said. That was my joke. I was like, which ones? John, Paul, George, and Ringo? Who are you seeing? No, Beatles, the bug. Kind of ruined it for me.
We're wired to see patterns.
Because I realized sure. that too, and I realized that a long time ago. Because I used to have, not night terrors, but when you're kind of awake and asleep,
yeah,
whatever
yeah.
the fuck.
Yeah.
Sleep paralysis.
Sleep paralysis.
Yeah. When you're going to board,
I always see
at the same time.
Yeah. Things in the corners.
You gotta go.
Yeah. And then
you
gotta
I kept
doing it and pressing myself to keep on feeling this to see what the fuck was going on because I wanted to figure it out. Then I figured out you're in this state of half sleep, half awake, and your auditory's kind of working. Your body's not moving.
You can actually open your eyes.
You
see
hallucinations.
Things, yeah.
And you're seeing things, but you're not seeing something. Then you wake up and you realize there's nothing in this room.
And then you wake up and realize.
Except for me.
And then you wake up and realize he just climbed off of you. And you're like, oh, fuck, what just happened?
Why did Satan fuck me up the ass?
Why am I sleeping on my belly?
Why is my hole sore?
Why am I in this house that I've never been in the middle of North Central, 14 block Ray?
Yeah.
And why am I naked? And why is this fat guy just crawling up?
What am I just seeing here?
And was I roofied or was it sleep paralysis?
Was I roofied? Was Bill Cosby here? That was
then
the
you,
question
then you
I
hear
asked.
This
I'm calling it sleep paralysis. That's what it was.
I heard this in the background.
Bull rat. Bullrider. Hey, that's somebody said that. That you're naming people. Bullrider.
Oh, may he rest in peace. May he rest in peace. That Bullrider in his cowboy hat.
Respect.
Respect.
Respect. To him. Respect.
Pour out some beer for my homie.
One drink for him.
All right,
I'm drinking some Sam Adams.
Wait, what was the course? What
thanks
was the course?
To Ramirez.
The course energy drinks. Monster, apparently, we don't need energy drinks to pull that one off.
Energy drinks to be assholes.
But I agree. I think because I think people who drink them, and I have to say, I drank Jolt Cola because I thought it made me look big.
High strung.
It's true.
Yeah. It made me look like I'm a big man.
You wanted to get a rise.
Yeah.
Same people. Same thing that people that smoke cigarettes. You know they're all assholes. And that's it's true. Like, why are they all fucking assholes?
A person who I was married
crowd
to.
That wears
let's name names.
Dark glasses or thick glasses and toques and beards. I mean, it's that crowd, right? Because they're all younger crowd, and that's kind of the thing. The only people that drink Jolt Colas and Monster are the younger crowd. The younger crowds are just...
It's been proven. Go that it's about masculinity. But that's actually what the article says.
Do you guys drink?
That's what I
drink.
Those guys that do buy the most expensive Fender Telecasters and then buy 1,000 effects so you can't actually hear a Telecaster... Those guys are the biggest assholes on the face of the earth. Because if I had the money to buy a Fender Telecaster that was worth
$10,000,
I wouldn't buy 600 pedals and put it in front of the Telecaster and be like, okay, this sounds like
just
shit. Like
the string. For 10 seconds.
I've seen that band, Royal Canoe. I'm talking about Royal fucking Canoe.
Royal Canoe gets named.
Talking about that band. I'm naming them right now if you listen to this podcast.
Well, since we're a bunch of serial killers, let's go out and kill Royal
Canoe. I would fucking kill Royal Canoe. I would eat them.
Let's plan that. Let's plan how we're going to do that.
How the fuck can we cannibalize
if
Royal Canoe?
I have my opportunity as well. Because they're going to be at the University of Regina in a couple of weeks, so I do have my opportunity.
Do they like clowns? I'll dress up as a clown. We'll get
them
out.
Yeah, that's the plan, right? I'll dress up in really dark clothes, but you can dress up as a clown.
Yeah. Awesome. They won't even
see nobody's going to suspect a clown.
Royal no. Clowns are innocent.
Fucking clowns.
They won't
fucking
see it coming.
Okay, what was the next article?
Oh, I got an article.
That was what's his name? Your Gacy had the second article.